Lesson 25. Section 1. A. Numbers.
The first of the time sponsored by Accurist will be 12:01:50.
The code for Didcot has been changed. Please dial 05938 and then the number.
In the train crash in India, 325 people are feared dead.
The 345 at Ascot was won by Golden Dove, written by Willie Carson.
Well, for a trip like that, we are speaking in the region of £2,800 a head.
Celtic 3, Manchester City 0. Queen's Park Rangers 2. Motherwell United, 1. In New York, the Dow Jones Index fell by 0.4 to a low of 2064.8, while in London, the FT Index rose 8 points to 1794.3.
That'll be 68p, please.
The latest figures show an increased profit of £78,956.
And how can we continue like this with unemployment running at 3,250,000? It really is un...
Yes, we can give you a special rate of 5.68%.
We'll have to adjust all our figures by an eighth.
Well, that's your choice. £11.45 for this one, £14 or £15.99.
So, it's 2,398 plus 2,489 plus 2,463. I'll just total that up for you.
B. Dialogues. Dialogue 1.
So you'll take the cream at £3.05, the pills are £4.30, and then, this is 55p. That's £7.95.
Sorry? I think perhaps it's £7.90. Dialogue 2.
Is £10 all right?
Yeah, that's fine. It comes to £6.35. Your change.
Thanks.
Can I help you, sir?
Oh, just a minute. I think you'll get...
I am sorry, of course. Here you are. Section 2. A. Memories.
Well, we met at a party in London. You see, I'd just moved to London because of my job, and I didn't really know anybody, and one of the people at work had invited me to this party, and so there I was. But it was one of those boring parties, you know, everybody was just sitting in small groups talking to people they knew already, and I was feeling really bored with the whole thing. And then, I noticed this rather attractive girl sitting at the edge of one of the groups, and she was looking bored too, just about as bored as I was. And so we started, and... We started looking at each other, and then I went across, and we started talking. And as it turned out, she'd only just arrived in London herself, so we had quite a bit in common. And, well, that's how it all started, really.
B. Married life.
What's the matter with you, then? You look miserable.
It's us.
Do you mean us?
Well, we used to talk to each other before we were married. Remember?
What do you mean? We're talking now, aren't we?
Oh, yes. But we used to do so much together.
We still go to the cinema together, don't we?
Yes. But we used to go for walks together. Remember?
All I can remember is getting wet in the rain.
And we used to do silly things, like running barefoot through the park.
Yes, I remember. I used to catch terrible colds. Honestly, you're being totally ridiculous.
When we never used to argue. You used to think I was wonderful. Once. Where are you going?
Back to live with my parents. That's something else I used to do before we were married, remember?
C. Superstitions.
Not long ago, I was invited out to dinner by a girl called Sally. I had only met Sally twice, and she was very, very beautiful. I was flattered. She likes me, I thought. But I was in for a disappointment. I'm so sorry we asked you at such short notice, she said when I arrived. But we suddenly realized there were going to be 13 people at the table, so we just had to find somebody else. A superstition. 13. The unlucky number. Recently, I came upon a little group of worried people gathered round a man lying on the pavement beside a busy London road. They were waiting for an ambulance because the man had been knocked down by a passing taxi. Apparently, he had stepped off the pavement and into the street to avoid walking under a ladder. They say this superstition goes back to the days when the gallows were built on a platform. To get up onto the platform, you had to climb a ladder. To pass under the shadow of that ladder was very unlucky. Other superstitions are not so easily explained. To see a black cat in England is lucky. But if you see a black cat in India, it's considered very unlucky. There, too, if you're about to set out on a long journey and someone sneezes, you shouldn't go. Break a mirror, you will have 7 years bad luck. Find a four-leafed clover, you will have good luck. Just crazy superstitions, of course. I have an African friend. One day he said to me, if ever an African says to you that he is not superstitious, that man is a liar. Perhaps that's true of all of us.
D. Ghost.
This is Lethbridge's description of a ghost near Hull House.
One of the first incidents happened near to our home in Devon. One Sunday morning, my wife and I were standing on the hill and looking at Hull Mill, which belongs to Mrs. N. I sat down and admired the view. After a time, I heard a motor bicycle start up, and I saw the paper man riding off. And, as I watched, I saw Mrs. N come up.